As mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, we are looking at how involved we are, how involved I am. What am I doing in this church? How much am I doing? What am I not doing? And what can I do? This is all in the readings of today. Look at the encounter between Elisha and the woman. And all the other things Jesus is saying about whoever doesn't do this, whoever does this, whoever. It is about me, it is about you, it is about us. Brothers and sisters, our life as Christians is missionary. Just as Elisha did, he was always on the move. We live this life wherever we find ourselves, in our family, in the job, in your marriage, among friends, and sometimes even with strangers. This is all about missionary activity. In view of this, Jesus recognizes the need to coach us, to teach us, to help us about how to preach the gospel on our missionary journey. Because we are making a journey as Christians, as missionaries, throughout our lives, we are making a movement. And that is what makes us missionaries. One may ask, I'm not, as it were, traveling anywhere outside my state, outside my country. So how do I become a missionary? You are a missionary. Once you make any movement to search for God, to read about God, to listen to any information about God, it is a missionary activity, a missionary movement. Today, you have done something missionary. You moved from your house to the church to do something, to sing, to read, to help in different ways during the Mass. This is all missionary. Jesus emphasizes that those who assist the apostles in their evangelizing mission would definitely receive their reward. Look at how Jesus put it. Those who assist the apostles in their evangelizing mission, these people are going to receive their reward. And that's exactly what we heard in all the readings. What kind of assistance is Jesus talking about? He didn't mention anything specific, but he is talking about assistance. There is plenty. It is uncountable. There is a mention of giving of cold water, a cup of cold water, to people who are doing the work of Christ. And this caption most often is misunderstood to emphasize a general concern for the poor. But it is wider than that. This passage is particularly about giving assistance to those who are doing the work of Christ, especially those who are preaching the gospel. In our setting, we would say that This assistance goes to Bishop Brungard. It goes to Father Wesley and Father John. And it is coming from whom? It is coming from you. It is coming from us. It is coming from everyone here. You are the ones who are giving the assistance to the apostles in their evangelizing mission. And here we see the apostles as bishop who needs assistance. Therefore, he has ordained priests. And the priests cannot do it all by themselves. So they also need you. We want to say that practically, we see this kind of help, this kind of assistance at play in this church. It is beautiful. So much is going on well because you have opted, you have accepted, you are ready to help. From administration to maintenance, to environment, to liturgy, and so many things. Cleaning, we cannot mention what goes on here. And each and every one of these assistants is important. At this point, I would like, on behalf of the bishop, on behalf of the priests, Father Wesley and Father John, to say a big thank you to all of you who are doing all kinds of things to help. We don't want to mention anything particular or anything specific. Without you, we cannot see what we are seeing. We have people helping in different ways. So we want to say a big thank you to you. Everything you do matters. So we want to encourage you to continue to do what you have already started. And definitely, you are going to receive your reward. One thing I like about reward from God is it is not limited to you. It is not limited to me. But it extends to affect your family. That is one beautiful aspect of this. You do one good thing, and the reward is not limited to you. So, brothers and sisters, we thank you. We see it, we feel it, we experience it. And the beauty of our membership in this church is reflected in what each and every one of us is able to do. A lot goes on, even unseen, unconspicuous, yet we feel the benefit. We experience the benefit. There are so many things going on. They don't want their name to be mentioned. That is how God has created them. But if we see you do it, that is also wonderful. They are all good. So we want to acknowledge that. We don't see you, but we feel it. So we thank you. There is a lot more to be done. Please get on board. Get involved. If you don't know what you think you can do, ask. Come to the administration. Go to someone. Go to a friend and ask, what do you think I can offer as a small help in the church? There is a lot to be done. And importantly, you are the only one who perhaps God has assigned that duty to. Nobody else is going to do it because it has been assigned to you specifically by God. So wake up. Get involved. Get on board and do it. You do this to help Bishop Brungard, you do this to help the priests, and you do this to help everyone in this church. God bless you.